Unit 74, What Makes a Dynasty? Sports fans love to discuss dynasties, teams that did so well for so long that while they were successful, they seemed almost to own their sport. They don't necessarily have to win the World Series or Super Bowl or NBA title every single year, but in those few years they don't win, they must come pretty close. Who were some of the great sports dynasties? Certainly the New York Yankees in the 1920s when Babe Ruth was playing. The Yankees also had a dynasty in the 50s and 60s with stars like Yogi Berra and Mickey Mantle. There were also the Boston Celtics, who dominated professional basketball from the late 1950s all the way through the 60s, and the Chicago Bulls, who owned the sport in the 1990s. The Green Bay Packers pretty much dominated football in the 60s. In the Vince Lombardi years, in hockey, the Montreal Canadiens were the team to beat through much of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Beyond that, calling any team a dynasty gets a little dicey. For instance, Pittsburgh, Dallas, and San Francisco have each played in and won several Super Bowls. But have any of these teams dominated football for an extended period? Do the New York Islanders' four consecutive Stanley Cups in the early 1980s make them a hockey dynasty for that period? Questions like these don't have hard and fast answers. What you think depends, to a large extent, on where you live and which teams you support. But that is what makes sports interesting.